Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, good evening and welcome to Breaking the Silence. I'm Dr. Gregory Williams. Just call me Greg. You're right here in my living room at the Medical Center here at Houston, Texas, the most beautiful city in the world. Matter of fact, I was just watching on TV. The Texans are winning, beating the Detroit Lions, and I can see the NRG Stadium right now. It looks like it's hopping over there right across the way. A lot of cars, a lot of traffic, a lot of things happening, but they're winning 10 to nothing right now, and they have a pretty good season going on. So welcome to the program tonight. It's going to be a little bit different. I've been on kind of hiatus for the last few weeks. Had a lot of things going on, traveling a lot, seeing a lot of people in the state of Texas and other wonderful places. I just got back from last week, South Padre Island, and then Lubbock, Texas, and met some awesome people, and hopefully they're on tonight. We got some new listeners, possibly, and people watching in. But you can get involved each week a couple different ways, and my favorite way tonight is going to be, because it's me and me alone. I had a cancellation earlier this afternoon, so it's just me tonight talking to myself, and to be honest with you, I get tired of listening to myself talk. So if anybody has something they want to talk about, something they want to share, something that's happened to them, some great wisdom, some good advice, call the beautiful people at BBS Radio at 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And Thomas will patch you right through to me live. And we'll be able to talk and chat, and it'll help fill this next, looks like 50, 55 minutes with just not me alone talking. Been one of those weeks with an unbelievable, was it not, election on Tuesday. I don't know if everybody stayed up all night Tuesday night just to see the results, but it was the only thing I was hoping for and wishing for and praying for was that it was so decisive that there was no way one side could tell the other side they stole it. They manipulated it. It wasn't resounding enough. It's too close to you know, those days of counting and see if there's a hanging chad like we had with Bush and Gore with, I think it was Florida, where they was going through and examining each ballot card. There was none of that. This was so decisive that it is going to return Donald Trump back to the White House. Whether you like that or not, America has spoken. And believe it or not, I really personally believe that the day after President-elect Trump enters into the office, this world and this country will not completely crumble like everybody's been telling you it's going to. I think there's going to be some renewed hope, some new ideas. And after 4 years being there, 4 years being out, and then 4 years returning back, it may be something. So I'm leaning into positive ways. And hopefully we have, I know we have a strong America. Whether or not whoever is the president of our country. And it's going to be a roller coaster, but I know it's going to be a wild ride. So just hang on, tighten your seatbelt, and instead of complaining and moaning and groaning, let's lift up, support, and rally around all of the leaders, whether they're governors or House of Representatives or Senate, local mayors. Just rally around them because the people have spoken and it has been decided. And we're going to get what we asked for and what the American people voted for. So let's just see how it goes. And thank you for it being just decisive. And I hope each and every one of you voted, because if you didn't, you have no reason to complain one way or the other. So I hope you cast your ballot. That's one of the awesome things about being an American, is we get to vote and we get to help decide the future of our country. And it is still in our hands and we are united. And after this vote, looks like we're united more than what people think we were. And some of the people in Hollywood, some of the people that does the liberal media are looking at the rest of the world and saying, what's wrong with America? Why did they choose this? Well, just because they didn't vote your way, per se, doesn't mean that they're crazy. It just means that they're tired of what they have been going through in whatever part of the country that they're dealing with it on. I do not talk politics. I don't let you know what my political views are, but I think God honored people's votes and it being so decisive in so one way that there's no way to ignore the wave of the direction of the majority of the people in our country by millions have decided this is the direction they want to try. And so whoever's in office, we need to support them now, lift them up, and be there to encourage them in a safe transition and a strong following to the end of the term. 888-627-6008. I would love to hear from you. In the next few weeks, I was a keynote speaker in South Padre Island and in the afternoon. Each day on that Thursday, I was a keynote in the afternoon. And on Friday, we had a whole another group of hundreds of people, hundreds of doctors. On the Friday, a different group of hundreds of doctors. And the morning keynote is this best-selling author, Becky Margiotti. I never can pronounce names, but there it is right there. Impact with Integrity. And she is a graduate of West Point and is a veteran of the U.S. Army. And she's the co-founder of Billions Institute. And she's going to be with us in the next few weeks. So you want to make sure you keep watching in on that. If you are, and if you've tried to get online to see, hey, can I get a copy of Shattered by the Darkness? I think right now, if you get on Amazon and try to buy this, it's going to say, sorry, out of print. It's because I've got all the rights back to this book, and it's going to be republished here shortly. And it's going to go back to the blue cover. And it's going to look a little bit different, but it'll be the same contents. But this book, I only have, I believe, two cases of it left that I'm going to take to the next couple conferences that I speak at and will sell out. And then this will be the new one that's coming out. Probably, I don't know if I can get it done in a month or so, but at least by the beginning of the year. And when the dark clouds come, selling right now better than it ever has since it came out a couple of years ago, The Roadmap to Hope, When the Dark Clouds Come. And it's more for the teens and 20s and 30-year-olds, although it's for anybody. How do you get through those rough times? It's the book that I wish I had when I was going through my abuse as a teenager. And then one thing that I'm really excited about, Embracing Your Scars. This book will be coming out real soon, hopefully by the holidays, or at least by the beginning of the new year. And I'm looking forward to this. And it's going to be in a magazine format. So the entire book isn't going to be like this, all of this black and white. It's going to literally be full color pictures. I have articles in there about the scars that were talked about in the movie Jaws. I have in there Leave It to Beaver and his good friend Gus the Fireman. I have all kinds of chapters on it, but just full color. And it's for people that need to learn and discover that all of that pain in your life, how do you turn that into passion and purpose? And I, for so many years, covered up all of my scars and was embarrassed by them. But now I'm going to talk about how you can embrace them, expose them, be proud of them. Because, buddy, every one of the scars that I have from right here, where I got cut with a Bowie knife from my brother, it went from here all the way here across my eye up into my eyebrow when I was 12 years old. I've never written about that, but it was an accident. I got like 37 stitches from that scar to my open heart surgery to the feeding tube and the scars on my legs to all the scars that have happened to me. It's made me who I am now. So instead of being embarrassed by it and ashamed of it, I think it's time that we rise up and go, wait, this made me a stronger person. It's made me a better person. It's made me a more authentic person. And I'm not going to shy away from it anymore. Matter of fact, those scars have made me stronger, better. And when I hid from them all those years, 35, 37 years, and I never told anybody about the hurt, the pain, the abuse, the rapes, the selling of my body to my dad's friends, being trafficked. Instead of the abuse actually hurting me, which it did mentally and physically, the 35, 37 years of holding it inside probably did the most damage on my body than all of the years that I was abused up to 17 years old as a teenager, from my earliest memory all the way up to about 17. That holding it in, the silence is what caused the damage. So when this book comes out, I really hope you get that, because it's going to be a dandy. How do you finally, as we kind of turn the corner and just start talking, and I'm going to talk to the bottom of the hour, and then we'll take a short commercial break, and we'll see if we have any calls or comments. But it looks like we are live on Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page right now. So you can comment there. You can also comment through my cell phone at 832-396-6525. But tonight, I'd really like to chat with somebody that's having an issue, that has a question, that maybe has read the book or wanting to read the book, or just has a question on how do you deal with pain, hurt, movie Keep On Keeping On. And that would be 888-627-6008. How do you decide and to become truly authentic in your world? That's tough. Took me a long time to learn how to do that, and I'm not still for sure that I have conquered that very well. But the first thing I found out quickly, that to be able to be authentic and genuine in my world at least, I need to make sure that I don't allow anybody else to disrespect my boundaries. I have boundaries in my life that I have to set up to protect me, to protect my heart, to protect who I am and to make sure my world is safe. Who's going to do that if I don't do that myself? No one. Zero. Matter of fact, there'll be people that will invade your boundaries and try to disrespect what your safety zones are. And every now and then I've let that wall down, and I let it down too prematurely, and it ended up coming back and biting me and hurting me in the long run. So for me to be able to be truly genuine and authentic, I need to let people know you're not going to disrespect this line that I have decided to draw in the sand. That's the boundary. You can come all the way up here, but you can't cross it. I need that to protect it. And parents, this is all free of charge, not costing anything extra. Parents, you need to make sure you put boundaries on your children. Don't allow them just to go out and have no curfew, have no rules, have no regulations, no discipline. That is the absolutely wrong thing. The way you want to raise your kids is to put a boundary of protection around them. They need that. It gives them a comfort zone, and we need that in their life. And each of your kids do too. And you may think, hey, kids, do what you want to tonight. Come when and whenever you want to. And you think they're going to love you more. But in reality, they're going to be walking to their car going, hey, what's wrong with Dad? What's wrong with Mom? Did he not care about me anymore? I don't have curfew tonight. What are they thinking? They need the boundaries. And so do you. And so do I. So don't let others disrespect your boundaries. Don't also compromise your values. I think one thing we've learned in the brief time that I've been interested in politics as an adult, I've always kind of leaned into it and kind of interested, but in the last, 10, 15 years, I've really been more interested than normal. But I've noticed something, that when people will say anything they can to earn or manipulate or buy your vote, I'm not for sure that's the person that I want to cast a ballot for. You're going to buy my vote? You're going to tell me whatever lie I need to hear so I vote your way, or I am needed to be expected to vote away because of the color of my skin, or because the name of my political party, or because of the part of the country that I live in, or because of the sex that I am? Since I'm a man, I need to make sure I vote for the men. Or because you're a woman, you ought to automatically vote for a woman? No, that's not the way politics works. It's all based on values. And values are such a key in today's world. And let's face it, not many people have them anymore. Whatever feels good goes. Whatever makes money is all right. If it's legal, it's okay to do. No, it's not. We need to have a set of values and then never compromise those values. And in that, I think you're going to be able to sleep better at night. We were seeing all these people, all these stars on both sides, from Hulk Hogan and Joe Rogan on the Trump side, to George Clooney, to Oprah on Harris's side. And now we're starting to find out that some of those sides paid millions of dollars for them to endorse them. That's not people that truly believe in that person. That's people that were paid to endorse a candidate. What values is that all about? Really? I think we're a better country than that. And I think our values go deeper and deeper into our roots of who we are as a country and Americans than what it ever ought to be. So don't let your values be compromised, no matter what. We got to stand for something, or the old slogan says, we will fall for anything. And over the years, haven't we all fallen for something going, wow, they sure buffaloed me, and they're not who I thought they were. In personal relationships and also political. Don't feel like you have a need to always please other people. I'm not going to bend on who I am anymore just so people will like me. I think in my latter years and in my limited days that I have now on this earth, which we all have limited days. My days are not any more limited than yours. Just because I have some diseases and things wrong with my body doesn't mean that I'm not going to outlive you. It just means that I have been told my days are more limited than yours. But in that, I'm not going to waste my time trying to make you like me and do things to make sure you do. Because if I ever fail at doing that, guess what? Your love for me is going to fade and I'm going to turn around and you're going to be gone. The only time that you have friends in the room is when you start entertaining them and doing what they want is the wrong time to have those type of friends. Let them go. It's not worth spending your time, energy, effort, and money on those type of people. I want somebody that's going to be there to my last dying breath and will always lift me up and will always love me and will always encourage me no matter how much I've messed up, no matter how bad of a decision that I've made, no matter how dirty I have become because I slipped and fell and I rolled in it. I want them to be there and know me on my worst days, and they still love me in spite of my mistakes. Unconditional love. When you find it, grab it, hang on to it, and never let those friends go. Because let me tell you, those are few and far between. And if you have more than this, you are blessed of unconditional friendship and relationship of unconditional love in your life. So if you have them, treasure them, take care of them, and all of these other 10, 15, 20, 30 that think and promise that they care about you are only there when you do what you want them to do, time to let them go. Get rid of them. Life's too short. So don't feel like you have to please others. And another thing, how do you stay authentic? Is every now and then, take time to check in on yourself. How am I doing? Go, and I hate doing this, but go look in the mirror. How am I doing? Folks, I know... I'm not the person I was 5 years ago. I know in the 35, 40 pounds that I've lost in the 46, 44, 42, 40, the four suit coat jacket sizes that I have lost weight enough to fit down into and slim down into. I'm not the same person. I can't do what I used to be able to do. Matter of fact, today I'm having trouble walking. I'm limping really bad. Hopefully tomorrow I'll get my shot and I'll be back up somewhat tap dancing. I never could dance to begin with, but at least I can maybe walk across the floor without limping. Hopefully that'll come back Tuesday or Wednesday and I'll be back up to somewhat average in my walking ability. But I know I'm not the man I used to be. But let me tell you something. It's not about my ability to be able to walk. It's not about my ability to be able to lift heavy boxes, because those days are gone too. I don't have the strength and the energy that I used to have, but I want to let you know, my heart is in full capacity to be able to love, care, share, lean into people, and want to make an impact. So if you need something, need somebody to talk to, hey, I'm the one. Give me a call. Text me. Email me. Let me know you want to spend some time on the phone with me or just to email back and forth, whatever it is. You're not alone. Even though the physical part of me is deteriorating, my emotional and internal capacity of loving and caring and sharing and being there and supporting is stronger than it's ever been. And I want to offer that to each and every person. And I want to spend as much time as I can helping other people. But every now and then I need to check in on myself. Greg, how you really doing? Need to take a day off? You need to just stay home and sit in that chair and try to get revitalized? That Energizer Bunny is starting to run dry and starting to run down on power. Every now and then you just need to take time to take a breath, to breathe it in, breathe it out, and check in on you. And as I've been traveling the country, sharing this about how to be informed on who you are as an individual, that self-care is not selfish. So take time to take care of yourself. Remembering also, doing what you love isn't embarrassing. I am done with apologizing for doing what I love, and that's helping other people. I'm not embarrassed by that. I'm not going to apologize for that anymore. That is why I am still breathing on this side of heaven, is to help one more person. But lean in. I'm looking at, yeah, we got some people listening. We got some people on. We got some people contacting me on my phone right now. So that's good. They're listening. Lean in just a second. What are you here for? What's your purpose? What's your calling? What's your destiny? Why are you on this earth right now? When you discover that, never apologize for it to anyone. Not to family, not to friends, not to work, not to anybody. If that is what you are here for, embrace it and never, never, ever be embarrassed by it. That's how you become genuine. That's how you become real. That's how you become authentic, is really becoming who you were designed to be. And never forget who that is. And one more, and then we'll take a short commercial break. Stand up for what you believe in. Even though there's people around you that think you're wrong. People around you that goes, Greg, I just don't understand. Why do you believe that? Stand up for what you believe in. And when I go traveling around the country, I don't get to tell people at school districts, at medical hospitals, at advocacy centers, in police departments, that I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. If they ask me, I jump through that door, believe you me. But I know how I have to keep that separate. But I am never going to be embarrassed and stand down on my belief that the only reason that I am still here is through the grace, the love, and the care and the power of Jesus Christ in my life. I will never be embarrassed for that and never stand back and shy away from that because I want my last dying breath to be, is I love you and I love my Lord and Savior. He's the only reason I've endured what I've endured, made it through what I've made it through, and make it another day. The only way that I'm going to be able to get through Monday morning is because of his power, is because of his energy, because of his care, because of his grace. Let's be honest. Do you really think that it's so dark behind me just because it's that time of night? No. It's dark behind me is because God is in control. And the sun's going to come up first thing in the morning, exactly right on time. I promise you that. It's not because of the farmer's almanac or the astrology symbols. Oh, because I'm a Leo, I'm this way. And thanks for playing. That's just how the world addresses it and uses it. The reason I wake up and the sun rises in the morning is because of Jesus Christ. So if you've never given him a chance to be your Lord and Savior, I think right now is a perfect opportunity to give him a lean in and say, hey, I need a Savior, and he's the one. We're going to take a commercial break. On the other side of that commercial break, we're going to follow some other little things about how to possibly be, as if I know, I don't, successful, and some things that we must not forget. And in this latter part of the year, as we're going into Thanksgiving and Christmas and 2025, believe it or not, we're going to give you some things to write down and remember. Don't leave us. Hang with us. 888-627-6008. I would love to hear somebody else's voice besides just mine tonight. Call in. And if you have a question or a comment, and I'd love to have you on the program tonight. 888-627-6008. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Hang with us.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
All righty, welcome back to Breaking the Silence. And I'm Greg Williams. You're in my home right here in Houston, Texas. An awesome, awesome place to be. If you've never been to Houston, you ought to come down and at least try some of the food. But the area is just absolutely gorgeous. We're close to Galveston. You get to see the Texans play. You get to see the Astros play. You get to see the Rockets play. A lot of great concerts. All kinds of stuff happens in Houston, Texas. Sometimes bad stuff, but I will tell you what, it's an awesome city to be a part of. And I wish I got to Texas years and years and years before I did. And, I personally believe it's just that close to heaven. But Texas and Houston is an awesome place to be. So 888-627-6008. Would love to have your comment tonight. your question, your thought. I usually start the program off, and I've had, I think, what, about 4 or 5 weeks of repeats. So thank you for your patience with me on that. We've kind of taken a break after our 5th year anniversary special, and I have some people that we've asked to be on the program, and I'm scheduling them right now. They'll take us through the holidays. Some pretty awesome guests, if I can just get them on the schedule and on the calendar. We're going to have a good rest of the 2024 season. I always start off the program normally with some things that I've learned the last week or two. And I know we're already halfway through the program right now, but I want to just let you know, I learned something this week that I needed to hear. And I wrote it down in my journal. And like I do each week, right before the program, I'll just start looking through my journal and go, oh, yeah, that happened to me this week. And then I just get it up here and start talking about it, and it just kind of flows out. But one thing I wrote down in my journal, I believe it was around Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, was this line, and see if this impacts you or not. Never stop being a good person because of bad people. I think there's a lot of people out there that are hurting. And I think more than what we ever can fathom. And they're hurting in such ways that they may never even share. I think 85 to 93% of the people, the statistics are right now, will take their abuse, their pain, to the grave with them. And with that, they're going to take all the corrosion, all the built-up residue on their heart that has built up because they have tried to take all of those issues and that pain and push it down inside of them. And folks, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. But one thing that I know, and I'm so thankful for Uncle Ray, Aunt Dorothy in my life, Ramonda, my youth director in one of the first churches that I was ever involved with, Kirby, people that I looked up to and respected, a couple good teachers that I had in grade school, Mrs. Bass, Frida Bass, I remember her name, Larry Shaw. I don't even know if these people are still alive today. I know my Aunt Dorothy and Uncle Ray aren't. They went to be with the Lord. But they instilled in me something that I needed to remember. And for some reason, I don't know if it was an interaction that I had with somebody that wasn't so pleasant that day, but I just wrote down, great. Don't stop being a good person because of bad people that you come across in life. And I don't know if you need that or not, but it sure helped me. Couple of other things I want to share with you as I just shared with you some of the things that I went through this week. I need to continue to follow my heart, no matter what's going on in my life, no matter how busy I get, no matter what's going on in the world outside of these glass walls here, these windows, no matter what's going on down on the streets, no matter what's going on right across the way here at Texas Children's Hospital and Baylor College of Medicine when I go to work tomorrow. I need to keep following my heart, but I need to make sure that I take my brain with me when I follow my heart. I can't get so caught up in helping people that I miss what's going on up here. Sometimes this stuff can be overwhelming. Sometimes this stuff can absolutely put you in a vice, and you start feeling that vice tighten in on you. And when it becomes anxiety and stress and too much pressure, I need to loosen the vice and go, hey, what's tightening it? What is causing it to become tighter on me? It could be other people. So I need to make sure I follow my heart. I follow my instincts. I follow my intuition. I follow my calling. I follow my destiny. I follow what my purpose is in life and embrace my scars. But I need to make sure that I don't leave my brain disengaged, that I take it with me. Another thought, I need to make sure that I don't let outside expectations stop me from living my life the way I want to. I'll get people, and I'm not talking about any specific person. So if you think it's you, don't put the blame, because I never do that. But I'll get people that will want me to do something and that will require 2-3 days of my undivided attention, just because they don't have the energy or the wisdom or the power or the intelligence. I'm not saying intelligence in a bad way, but they don't have the drive personally to do it themselves when it's their responsibility. I'll help anybody, but in the real world, you have to get behind your driver's seat. You have to turn on your engine. You have to close your door and you have to put it in drive. I'll help. I'll help fuel your tank. But I'm not going to say, hey, I tell you what, why don't you take a nap in the back seat and I'll drive you where you need to go. No, that's not what life's all about. So I need to make sure that I don't let the outside expectations of other people to control your life. Is there people that's trying to get you to do what they want you to do? And they promise you this if you do, when really it's not your calling, it's not your gift, it's not what you're wired for. If it is, take a step back and go, wait, I'll help you, but I'm not going to do it. I'll hold the nail, but I'm not going to drive it. I'll help you write it out, but I'm not going to come up with all the ideas. I'll be with you holding your hand, but I'm not going to drag you along the way and then go, there, it's a finished product. You got to do some stuff and get off your own backside and do some work yourself. So don't let those expectations take you away from what you're called to do. And forget, try to forget what hurt you, but never forget what it taught you. Sometimes we can get so focused on the pain, on the event, that we miss what the hurt has taught us. Trauma isn't about the actual event. It's about how our body has reacted to it and how our mind has reacted to the hurt. And I think sometimes we get it backwards. We start looking at the pain and we can't get off that pain. And sometimes we need to try to let that go, but never let go what it's taught you and who it's made you to be. Because it's made us stronger. You know, that old song, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Sometimes it does. But boy, it hurts sometimes. But Don't focus on the pain all the time, but never forget what it's taught you. If somebody in your life, another thought, is treating you like an option in their life, you need to more than likely leave them like a choice. You are not an option. You are not just something that can be taken advantage of and used and then thrown away. Your life is more valuable than that. I will give people, when they call me, when they text me, when they reach out to me, email me or whatever, and say, hey, I'd like to have a counseling session with you. I do that all the time, almost every day of the week, numerous times, free of charge. Never charge for it, and I never will. That's not what it's about. It's not about the money. It's about helping people. But I very rarely will give anybody at one given time more than an hour of my time. That's my boundary. I'll give you an hour, go. And then we'll talk back and forth. And then when it gets in that hour time frame, I'm going to say, okay, it's about that time. Do you want to set up another time to chat? And I'll do that day after day after day, week after week, month after month. There's people that I've been talking to for a couple of years, every week or two, for that long of a period of time. So I'm not out to limit the time that I try to help people. But at any one given time, I try to limit it to an hour. That's only fair. That's out of respect for my schedule, for your schedule, for my life, for your life, and to allow there to be a cutoff so I don't get myself in a situation to where I can be taken advantage of. You need to put those limits on you. If they're treating you like an option, drop them like a choice. Don't let criticism from other people and don't take criticism from other people that you would never go to for advice. Why would I want to hear somebody's critical opinion of something that I'm doing when I wouldn't ever go to them for advice on something about something that I'm doing? I was at a football game the other night, and my stepdaughter was showing me comments from my book that was on Amazon. Let me tell you, I never read them, because if there's a negative one in it, it will absolutely gut me. And I would focus on that and not any of the good ones. And she was reading them to me, and it's like, oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice. She said, listen to this one. It's like, oh, that's nice. And it really was nice to be able to hear how the book and the story has impacted people's lives and encouraged them and helped them. That was nice. And maybe there was something that I wrote down years and years and years ago, and it's in probably one of my journals about 18 journals ago, that goes something like this. Never put too much emphasis on somebody's praise, but also never put too much emphasis on somebody's negative comments. Because when you hear the praise, it'll blow your head up and you get too big for your britches. And when you hear the negativity, there's always going to be somebody that's out there damning you or putting you down. You don't want to put too much weight into that either. But never take criticism from people that you would never go to in the first place for advice. Trying to stay calm. Here's another one. We need to stop trying to stay calm. Let me repeat it. We need to stop trying to calm the storm in our lives that we're dealing with right now. we need to calm ourselves and recognize that eventually the storm's going to pass. So let me rephrase that. Stop trying to calm the storm. Calm yourself, and eventually the storm's going to pass. Stop trying to, the rain's going to hit. It rained the other day, and boy, it was just beating on these windows here, just lightning and thundering, and dark clouds were just rolling through here. And it's like, wow, there's nothing I can do about that storm. It's going to happen. So I need to stop trying to put the emphasis on making the storm stop. I need to calm myself during the storm and recognize and realize that eventually the storm's going to go on. The storm's going to go right on down that airflow and move eastward into Louisiana and Georgia and Florida and right on out into the Atlantic. It's going to do that. A couple more things, and I think I about filled up the hour, so we're going to make that. I don't know if you have anybody, TJ, that wants to talk to me or not. I haven't been keeping an eye on that, but if there is, 888-627-6008, we still have time to talk to you. So if you want to jump in, give me a buzz. Another thought that I wrote a few weeks ago in my journal that I wrote down tonight: God has a lot to say to you. And if you haven't heard anything from him lately, maybe you need to open up your Bible. God's speaking every second to us, every day. And if you haven't heard him, maybe you haven't quieted yourself enough. You haven't put your ear to the ground to listen. And maybe I haven't opened up my Bible enough to see what he's going to say to me today. Just a fact that I needed to hear this week, and maybe you did too. And one more, and I'm going to close it out. Never give up on something that you can't go a day without thinking about. Let me repeat that. Never give up on something that you can't go a day without thinking about. Now wait. Just sit back and take that in. What is it? Is it a dream? Is it a calling? Is it a book that you've known you're supposed to write 20 years ago, and you still think about doing that every day? Don't give up on that. That's what you need to be focused on. There's a reason it keeps coming up into your mind. Never give up on that. That is what life is all about. We are put on this earth to do a few things. What's the few things that you've been called to do? What's the few things that only you can do and nobody else in this world can? That's the reason you still have breath. That's the only reason. Because if our purpose was over, I'd die. It's over. That'd be it. But there's some reason I'm still here. And I know there's a reason that you're still here. What is it? Search for it, write about it, think about it, polish it, master it, become the best of it in the sense of what you can learn about it, and then take it on as your mantle. I am honestly not good at too many things in life. I'm not talented in, you know, I can't do many things. But I'm trying to leave a legacy of things that I want to help out the people that are left behind, the people that are going to pick it up years after I'm gone. And then I also want to light a fire. I don't know if I've ever said this before. I want to light a few people's wicks that I meet, that I cross paths with, that I interact with, maybe just at a conference for a couple hours, maybe on a counseling call for a couple months. I want to light their wick so that little flame, that little flicker, can start heading to something and catching a flame, catching on, and become such a growing, engulfed, passionate person to be able to change another person's life so they can do the same thing, and let that domino keep happening. And when we do that, no matter if I drop dead tonight, I will never die, because I'm going to be living through another person. I'm going to be living through another spirit. I'm going to be living through another destiny of a person's calling, because I made a difference. Folks, you have that power to do it. There's a story inside of you. You have experienced things that I've never even dreamt of. Now, embrace those things, take on those things, and empower those things, and then release them into your family, into your friends, into your spouse, into your workplace, with your coworkers, into your clubs, into your church. That's why we still have breath. Use what you've experienced, even the negative stuff, and turn it into something positive that will change someone's life forever. And if I get to do that for one person, it was worth everything to me. Thank you for being with us tonight. Sorry for me being the only person on the show tonight, but I hope you take this. I hope you use some of these words of just one sentence or two. But I want to let you know, folks, so look at me dead eye right now. You are special. You have a calling. You're wired in such a way like nobody else is in this entire universe. Find your purpose. Embrace it. And then attack it. And then tomorrow morning, unleash it like you never have before. Join us right here next week. And never forget, there's always hope. No matter what you're dealing with, there's hope for you. I promise you that. There's hope for you. Join us right here next week for another live edition of Breaking the Silence, live from Houston, Texas. God bless. Have an awesome, awesome week. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.